Then you got old Dave Remmerts going to a concert in Ohio tomorrow night. I'd have to warn him. Those Ohio drivers are just about as bad.
Steve, no Danny yet.
Hey, Steve.
Human.
There he is.
Go have her ride in the corner of the upper block.
Oh, I don't care if people hear
right
me.
Right there. Hit that button.
That says view, Tim.
What?
Well, speaker views who's ever going to talk is going to be centered.
You want that or gallery?
I don't know.
Because gallery should just put the council in gallery. That way you have that.
Little Clint.
Clint
hi,
looks
Steve.
Like he's ready to play a game of pickup basketball.
Yes. Daddy, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Good.
We're ready.
Got on my tirade about Midwest drivers. Forgot to do my job.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stand, do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I think you lost Tom.
Thank you. Have the clerk call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
He's there somewhere. Tom?
I think you lost him.
I think he's off, but he'll probably be back in a minute or two.
Okay.
Okay.
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Here.
Ballinger?
I haven't seen him sign on yet.
Absent. Srulik?
Here. We'll entertain a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting July 19th, please.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
No Edmonds. Srulik?
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $28,076.79. Police, $15,941.47. Fire, $4,774.02. Street, $5,963.72. Parks, $2,202.27. Public Health and Safety, $3,270.51. Infrastructure, $3,522.51. Garbage, $1,795.13. Cemetery, $11,396.33. Water operations, $25,543.25. Sewer operations, $5,955.27. Water deposits, $1,225. Clinton Sanitary District, $52,942.67. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $34.46. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $276,697.66.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
He's back.
And I'll second it.
Thank you. Anybody have a discussion on it? Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. We'll take a minute and see if anybody's out on computer, see if they want to talk to the council.
On there, Roger.
All right, thank you, Steve. The hospital took bids for their parking lot, and if everything goes right, I think they're starting tomorrow on the parking lot over at the hospital, so everybody kind of be patient with everybody. They've took the tent down and made preparations for all the construction part. Streets and public improvement?
I don't have anything tonight.
Holy cats. Okay. So I can have all kinds of good stuff then. Hot dog. Haven't had one for a while.
You got anything, John?
Not here to contain me? Yeah, I got a few.
No, I don't have anything.
And you're not going to give me any trouble either? Oh, heck, this isn't fun. Okay. Friday, had a leak on Kleeman Drive. They are doing work all around town. As you've noticed, there's stuff going on. And the highway out in Route 10 and 54, they're grinding and they're getting water. One of the guys decided to shut the main down a little too quick and blowed a hole in the main there on Kleeman Drive. And he admitted up. He got panicked. He was watching the water overflow, and he shut her down. And when it did, he said he kind of knew. He heard it pop. And so we've directed them that they're going to come down to the shop and get it, and if they break another one, it's going to be every bit of cost is going to be on them. So I think they've got the hint, and I think they're going to try and do better. At least I hope so. We'll see how that works. Today, the guys, all winter long and during the spring when we have leaks, they dig out the material. We pile it up down by the water department in the old street department area there, and the county, the street department, the water department all got together today with seven trucks, and they had an advantage to be able to get rid of it fairly close to town. And so they've been hauling it out as quickly as they can. They got quite a bit of it out of there today, and I'm sure they'll try to get the rest of it tomorrow. So it's been working real well. I want to thank the county and the street department for their extra help and their trucks. Then something that came up, which Clint, this is one of your sections with all the different electronic stuff we got. We've started in where we can take and collect water bills by cash. We can get it through the bank. We can do all this stuff. And he's came up with paperless. The people are paying it now out of their bank accounts. They don't have to mail the bills. If they just give them their email address, it can be sent to them electronically. It'll save postage. If we can get the people that really like doing electronic, it would save us part of our postage and how we have to send out a bill, no matter even if we pay it online or any other way. And I want to thank Clint for working on that. That was a good program. And with the ways that we pay it, you've came up with a lot of good ways that streamline the water department and help us in a lot of ways. So this is another step up in getting it to where we don't have to have the paper trail and all the stuff that's going out. So I want to thank Clint for that. And other than that, that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, John. Health and safety, he's not here this evening. You got anything, Chief, you want to say?
Yes, sir.
Don't have anything? Okay. Accounts and finance, Tom?
I don't have anything tonight, Roger.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on down to unfinished business. We've got a couple items we need motions on. Purchase price of the building lots out on Illini Drive. You have a motion for that?
Mm-hmm. Motion to adopt ordinance number 1537, an ordinance authorizing sale of real property, Illini Edition, building lots 25,000 and outlots 2,000.
Make that
motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion on everybody got the contract that Mr. Myers made for us?
Yeah.
Okay. The only question I brought up when me and Tim was talking about it was the if you have your papers with you guys, you got your outlots, and if we don't, my question was, if we don't sell all of them,
yeah,
and we got to go in and mow them, how are we going to handle that? Because sometimes people don't want you crossing their yard, especially if it's wet, if we have to hire somebody to come in and mow. And Mr. Myers has gave us a way to specify some of the instructions on your contract there. Section
4?
Section 5, I think.
Five, I think, deemed necessary to achieve the objectives of the TIF 1 redevelopment. So you got any conditions set in there on that? Is that something we need to do before we sign contracts on these lots, Mr. Myers?
What we'll do, Mr. Mayor, is we'll have, when the offers begin to come in, we'll write the offer, which will allow us an opportunity to all reserve an easement or access or something to get in to mow unsold lots and things like that. So we'll write that offer document for these people when it comes, and so when it comes to the council, it should have those conditions in it.
Okay. Any other council members have any questions on the contract?
No.
If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Next is the purchase of the end loader for the sewer treatment, or the street sewer department. Sorry.
Motion to approve the purchase of an end loader for the sewer department from Al Torfer in the amount of $112,386.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on the end loader? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. With that, that completes our business. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
John, I wanted to ask you.